coming to you live from Browns headquarters in Berea, Ohio. This is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
31-10. That's what the Cleveland Browns did to the Pittsburgh Steelers. I said coming into the week, it could be a franchise-changing game. It was the most decisive victory over the Steelers since 2008. Just a dominant win for the Browns. A great win, actually the most decisive win over the Steelers, I'm sorry, since 2003. The Tim Couch game that I said was my favorite Browns-Steelers memory. I have a new one, by the way. It happened yesterday at First Energy Stadium. And we're going to break down everything that happened in this Browns game, a complete game in all three phases where they basically took it to the Steelers and dominated them en route to a huge victory. Finally getting that real win over Ben Roethlisberger, which is great now. 18-2 is the starter. But you know what? Over the last six quarters, that the Browns have played against this team, they have beaten them by the score of 55-13. That is dominant, and it was a great game. The crowd was awesome at First Energy Stadium. Everybody there brought it on the field, off the field. Just a great day for the city of Cleveland, and the energy still reverberating here on a Victory Monday edition of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. We're going to have a new thing here on Mondays when we break down the games. It's going to be the three-man booth. I'll be joined by Matt Wilhelm, as always, and Joe Juravicius here as well. Gentlemen, in the Dog Bowl after this big, big win. First of all, welcome in. Joe, how are you feeling after this game?
I feel like the fans did yesterday. What was special for me is to be able to watch that game with 2 minutes, a minute to go, 30 seconds to go, and the stadium was packed. And again, if there's any fan base that deserves a win like that, it's the Cleveland Browns fans. I firmly believe that the direction of the franchise is changing right now. There was a vibe. I've been feeling the vibe here. It just seems to be a different atmosphere, and I think that's so conducive. But what stood out for me was every fan relished what they saw yesterday.
As well they should. I mean, I think this, you could make the case this is one of the great Cleveland Browns victories since they've come back here, and it was an unbelievable atmosphere, as you said, Joe. And Matt, this is one we talked about where you could say after this game, the Browns could absolutely feel like the arrow's pointing up, and the Steelers are going to have to feel like the arrow's pointing a little bit down for them after getting it handed to them the way they did 31-10.
Most definitely. We talked about it Friday. You know, my moment was my most Pittsburgh Steelers Cleveland Browns moment was this game and the future. And
right.
And again, now you and I both share our favorite Steelers Browns moment.
That's nice.
Being this week. And again, I think, again, as I said, two solid blocks, you know, that we can add to the foundation of what Coach Mike Pettine and Ray Farmer have done here. Again, we saw backups play. We saw the stars shine. You know, that just goes to show that we are a well-rounded group. You know, we're very versatile to be able to lose a guy like Alex Mack and still rally. To have a guy like John Hughes come in and play as well as he did. You know, and he was pushing people around too. And you got to love that. We played with attitude and we took it to a team that had taken to us for so long.
That's exactly right. They took it to them. They dictated. They controlled the game. And it was a slow start after the first quarter.
Six
seemed
plays.
Seemed like the Steelers had the ball for 11 minutes or 12 minutes in the first quarter. The Browns had six plays for -8 yards. And yet they kind of withstood the early onslaught. Only one field goal. Then they had a botched field goal. And the momentum turned. The Browns running off 21 points there in that second quarter to take a lead 21-3 at the half. And it really was a statement win, and you got into it. Now, not only was it a win, it was a win also that came with a little bit of loss. Alex Mack feared that he will be lost for the season with potentially a broken leg. And, of course, Armonte Bryant, a right knee injury that is also considered to be fairly serious. But you talked about the fact this is a team, and I heard somebody this morning talk about it and say it's like a big blob. They just keep bringing people into the blob. And this week it was John Hughes and Ishmaili Kitchen stepping up. And, of course, you had John Greco moving to center for the first time in his career, playing great. Paul McQuiston comes in the blob, playing very well. It's a team. It's a team, and I think that's the sense you get from it. Everybody is bought in from the top down, working as one for one common goal.
You know what's interesting is Coach Pettine weeks ago talked about coaches are only as good as their second and third string teamers, and what we saw yesterday was everybody stepped up. You know, if we had some injuries, nagging injuries, guys stepped up, whether it was at the defensive side of the ball, the offensive side of the ball, offensively. When Alex Mack goes down, you see just what a team this is by the emotion that was out there, not only from Alex Mack, but for the guys that came out on the field to say, listen, we got your back. And there's Alex, it probably the worst time in his career because the guy's never missed a snap. all of a sudden telling these guys, it's all right, let's go get him. You can tell in his demeanor he was excited because he's a team leader.
And what I take from that injury, and you heard it in Joe Thomas's voice after the game talking about the Steelers-Browns game and what this means, and you could also feel the emotion of losing a mate like Alex Mack. And to me, you read a little bit deep into this, this means these guys are still competitors. They're not here collecting a paycheck, you know, through these down years. They want to win. They want to win for themselves. They want to win for the team. And they want to win for this city. And you could see that emotion and feel that emotion in a guy like Joe Thomas, who, going through the motions, he's the best in the business. But he wants to win. And again, he's taken it on the chin so many times against the Steelers, and now they had their chance.
If I could jump in there real quick.
You may.
It's funny. We're talking about Joe Thomas, and at one point in the game, Cameron Hayward's kind of saying something to Joe Thomas about God knows what.
Joe had cut him on the play before.
Right. And the point is, do you know how many times that Pittsburgh has jawed? And they have every reason to, because they have been beating us for so long. But it was so refreshing to see a guy like Joe Thomas, who is a staple here in Cleveland, be able just to kind of shake his head and laugh it off, like, yeah, hey, buddy,
enjoy. Look at the scoreboard. Look right up there.
Now, yeah.
Look right up there. Exactly. Look right up there at the scoreboard. The Browns, over the course of this game, ran off 31 straight points. They were down 3-0, and then were up 31-3. They have now, in the two games against the Steelers, had a run of 24 unanswered points in each of those games. And it was just such an amazing performance. And you talk about everybody there, and you talked about the fans. And go back to when Alex Mack got injured. The crowd was chanting Alex Mack, and it was one of those moments. I was down there on the sideline, and you just kind of felt that energy from the whole place, everybody coming together. And I got to say, the changes that have been made to this stadium have made it, in my opinion, infinitely louder, infinitely more intimate. It seems like everybody, it's really much more closed in, and it was just an unbelievable atmosphere. But when they were chanting for Alex Mack's name and the way that the team rallied around, they didn't miss a beat after that. It was like, okay, we got to keep going. And that's what they did. Ultimately, that drive culminating with the Ben Tate touchdown. But this is a team, and this is a team that gets it. And I think we talked about keeping the momentum. They have so much momentum now coming out of this game, and it's the belief that they have to have. When we were at the remote, and Tashaun Gibson said, last year, you know, we were 2-2, 3-2. We felt like we could play with anybody. Now we know we can beat anybody, and this is just such a decisive, emphatic, you know, personification of that.
It definitely is, and I think as we now have the opportunity, now that what we feel is the biggest challenge behind us in the Pittsburgh Steelers, of that five-game stretch that everybody has earmarked, you know, since that schedule came out and we went into it, we now have the biggest problem that we have right now. Yes, we have some injuries, but we have to deal with how do we deal with this success? You know, when we're not the underdog anymore and we're not the whipping boy, we are the favorites going into these games. And in some cases, in the heads of these gentlemen in the locker room, these are must-win situations. You know, we're halfway in now. We're more than halfway in to the 10-game Josh Gordon suspension. We go win these three games, that boy is walking back in this locker room very, very soon.
At the worst, 6-4 if you win these three games. And you got to take it one at a time. But when you look ahead at the next three, they have a combined record right now of 1-16.
Which, that's refreshing for us being Cleveland Browns fans.
Yes.
And yeah.
The difference that I'm seeing around these parts is we have pros here. Again, everybody's got football players. But what I'm starting to see around here is we have a lot of pros. Guys that are taking the game seriously, it means something to them. It's not just a paycheck. This place is all about winning. It's all about creating an attitude, being a teammate. And what I'm seeing around here, there's nothing that's going to lead me to believe that we're going to look three games ahead, or we're going to take it one game at a time, and professionals are going to do their job.
And to your point, what I'm so excited about is the fact that this is happening, you know, with another coaching change, and this gentleman is in 7 months. He's doing this in 7 months.
There's a culture change.
Just imagine what happens in 18 months and in 24 months. I mean, you're talking next year and the season after that. And again, the culture that has changed and the buy-in that these players have, this is going to lure more professional football players and more free agents to a team that can compete and win in the AFC North and go to the playoffs year in, year out.
No question. And we will have plenty of time to dive into the Jacksonville game and when you need to kind of turn it off. Dante Hittner tweeting out today, 24-hour rule, then on to the Jacksonville, Brian Hoyer. By the way, happy birthday to the quarterback of the Browns, Brian Hoyer. It is his birthday today. He said, you know, we're going to enjoy this, but then we got to get on to Jacksonville. So they already have that mindset. They're not getting caught up in this, but we're going to go ahead and get caught up on this for the next hour and 45 minutes still here to go on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, because we need to celebrate this victory, talk about the team putting it all together, the defense really showing up, frustrating Ben Roethlisberger, and really having their way at the point of attack for the majority of this game. A monster win for the Browns. I think in many ways, we'll look back at this, the comeback from Tennessee, and this stretch being very instrumental in the changes for this Cleveland Browns franchise going forward. And over the course of the show, we do want to hear from you today. It's a Victory Monday. Let's just get it out there. Let's all celebrate what the Browns did yesterday against the Steelers. 216-578-0850. That's 216-578-0850. We're also going to have the roundtable at 145 where Jim Donovan, the voice of the Browns, joins us. But really today is all about each and every one of you. You can tweet the show at Browns_daily. You can call us 216-578-0850. And what we want to get into as well are these things as follows. You have three game balls to hand out. Who gets your game balls? We'll all be giving our answers throughout the course of this show. And also, is this the greatest Browns win since the team came back in 1999? Is this the best win in your mind? Let us know. These are the topics on a big Victory Monday edition of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Nathan Zagura, Joe Juravicious, Matt Wilhelm will get into what the offense did, what the defense did, how the Browns put this together, and what it means going forward, all when we come back and talk to you here on ESPN 850 WKNR. This one is for you. Put your hands high. Dreams of you. Rockin' with the Browns.